practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I sent the postcard today to Mike Day because I thought about the visit yesterday. And one of the dialogues had today was in, what do you say to a person who is talking about the end of their life? And, you know, one of the examples that came to mind was you somehow are involved or get near somebody in accident or whatever, and they're obviously dying, bleeding to death, whatever it is. And so you have those last few moments of life in front of you. It's clear. There's nothing you can do. What is the first thing you do? Do you know Christ? Have you made a confession of faith? I think a lot of people would say, yeah, that's you need to do that because their eternity is at stake. Or do you simply show love? You do what you can to say, you know, whatever, I'm here. You know, I can't change your circumstances, but I'm here with you during those remaining circumstances. What is more loving? And I would suggest, as appropriate in the circumstances, you're simply with them, providing whatever kind of care or love that you can. The pursuit of confession of faith and whatnot seems no. Why is that? Simply because it is the Lord and the Lord alone who makes that decision. It's not any of us. No one comes to the Father. No one comes to me unless the Father draws him, to John 6. No one seeks God, not even one. We see that in the Old Testament. Anyway, wherever that is, Jeremiah or something of that nature. What we need to do, I think, is reflect God's love. Not trying to, I always think of the, it was very common, especially during the World War II, when you see the planes and they would draw a little emblem on the plane when they did either a bombing run or a fighter plane knocked out another plane, things of that nature, and kind of a kind of thing. And so, you know, it's a notch in the belt kind of idea. Now, I'm sorry, I don't save people. None of us do. The Lord says, I draw you. And I really think that's important. But on the other hand, I am called to proclaim him. I'm called to be an ambassador for him, to call people near. I am called to make disciples of him, but not conversions. It was an interesting discussion because obviously it was very related to the dialogue with Mike yesterday. And so I sent him a postcard just to remind him that it was great to see him. I consider him a friend. I am grateful for that friendship. And I should have it right here at hand. And, oh, gee. Oh, boy. I am unprepared. But he, I think it was a, fairly common thing of, well, this is the end, so I want to give away my stuff. And, one of the things he did, here it is. One of the things he did is he gave me this. Simply his pocket knife. Little one. And it's kind of like, well, that's nice. the thing about this, you know, it is neat because it is, you know, has the, kind of the engraved side to it. But what makes this knife valuable is not that it's characteristic, sharp, whatever. This came from Mike. And that's why I will cherish this now for as long as, you know, I have it. Because, not because it's a useful tool, but because Mike gave it to me. Mike was saying, I want you to have this as a reminder of me. So as a reminder of him, I assume I don't misplace it. I mean, it's small. So, you know, it's anyway, but it's there. So that was important. But related to that is what I plan to do on Sunday happened today. Shofar Nexus, one of the issues, I have long hair here, one of the issues was that I had a server in Johannesburg, South Africa. And there was a noticeable delay. And I was using that because I wanted to test issues. And it was kind of like, now's not the time. So I shut down the server in Johannesburg and got one slightly closer. It's in Warsaw. You know, and of course, I don't really have any connection in Johannesburg. I do have a connection in Warsaw. Specifically, my grandparents grew up in Poland. But anyway, or some of my grandparents, one set. And the response time is noticeably faster. So that's up and running. And what I did is, you know, I've had Heritage Systems, you know, and I checked into that. I've had heritagesystems.com for a long time, since February of 1996. So, because the comment I made when I said something like the World Wide Web was a wee lad, because, you know, the idea of the World Wide Web really didn't take off until the early 90s, and it started to pick up speed. And it really started becoming a thing by the late 90s, and only in the 2000s did it really, I think it was late 90s, early 2000s, we had what was called the dot-com boom. But anyway, I got heritagesystems.com because, well, Heritage Systems was mine, and I've kept it, and the irony is, a year or two, no, at least a couple of years now, I actually had somebody contact me in reference to they had some product and they wanted to know about documentation or whatever. So anyway, because apparently there are still knitting machines using Heritage Systems boards. I don't think the New York Stock Exchange is using any of it anymore, because obviously they've gone to flat panels and whatnot. And anyway, that's long ago. But I'm using Heritage Systems as the test vehicle as opposed to Shofar Nexus, because I specifically say it's test rather than because I've set up accounts for several people, fortunately. Not just one, but several. I do have Alice, Bob, and Charles, but I set up several test accounts because I wanted with people in order for them to try it. With the understanding is that, you know, it's whatever you send there is probably going to disappear. You know, it's just test. But I sent the email today to a bunch of people saying, here it is, and discuss the principle of profit idea. Because I do think we find the model of how to make money on this. Because you've got to make money on this, otherwise it becomes a donation model, and that's not the way to make this work. And of course, the problem is, you know, the competitors, you know, Gmail and whatnot, they give it to you free because, again, you are the product. But there are people like ProtonMail and others, whatnot, where they do charge you a fee, and they do have a whole lot of customers. So I have a slightly different model, and the difference is, unlike ProtonMail, well, where a government will say, well, we want information, they give it. So with this, there's nothing to give. So there, I have an advantage, but I need others. So now I've very openly asked for others. And Lord willing, that will happen. Because one of the things that was about yesterday that I mentioned is what happened with Mike. He said Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that'll be the end. He got a call from a friend. And he said, I'll come see you in a couple of weeks. And he said, well, okay, well, I'll delay this a couple of weeks. Because he was encouraged. Because he was encouraged. I'm hoping somebody. I need the encouragement desperately. Funding and whatnot, and that true too, but I need the encouragement. Because I'm striving to encourage others. Because it's not the profit I'm after. I need the profit to live. It's the principles. But anyway, I won't go into that now. Yesterday, I did send my postcard to George. Mentioned to him at that point, 81 days left. Now it's 80 days. But anyway, 81 days left to a million jumpy jacks and the Big Frog Mountain hike. It might happen. The reality of that is setting in with me. Will you know you were invited before it happens? Love, Dad. See, that's the thing that I think about. It goes back to the encouragement idea. I tried to invite my son who reached out to me years ago, and I'm being censored by his mom. The woman I love is censoring my postcards, my emails to my son. There's a lack of encouragement there. But not only to me, what about George? What would George think? My dad is preparing to do a reasonable accomplishment. A million jumping jacks, and he wants to do it at the top of a mountain. And he wants me to come. Not somebody else. He wants me to come. Would he feel encouraged? Would he feel loved? I hope he would. You know, besides the other things when he wrote, I wish we were family again, and I've written so many times, so do I. Would he feel encouraged? Would George feel encouragement? Yeah, I think he would. We're called to encourage one another. This is my effort with George, with Mike. And Lord willing, I'll see it myself. Because without encouragement, it's the... Okay. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. I want to encourage, and I want to be encouraged. I want to encourage especially my kids, like George, and beyond question, my wife. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.